Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. We're going to have a fun time for everybody. Today, I have got a great guest for all of you. Here's what we're going to do. Like, even if it's like scary for you to think about this, we're the year ahead, 2022. My very special guest, Susan Miller, joining me here today. Let me just see if I can hold this up, Jacob. Let me just see if I can do it. Ta-da.
Oh.
yes. And I'm excited about 2022, and I'm going to hear from Susan in a minute because I don't have the knowledge that she has. For those of you that know her, this is going to be redundant. For those of you that are meeting her, internationally known author, entrepreneur, publisher, pioneer of the internet, you know, she and I have that in common. I used to like that title. Now I'm just starting to think that makes me feel a little old, but it's okay.
No.
She is the founder of Astrology Zone, astrologyzone.com. Okay, now this came out. So this is a cool thing. I love this. I love that it came out in December. Came out in December of 1995. And I think it came out in December 15th. I'm not exactly sure. I just
14th.
Know 14th under the sign of Sagittarius, as my birthday is the 11th. So I'm really excited to talk to her about that.
Oh, wow.
I know. But here we are with the calendar. It is the coolest thing. And we're going to take a deeper dive with her today. We're going to talk about what the words are that come out. Why is it so many people are loving what she's doing? For example, social media, Twitter, like hundreds of thousands of people. What is it we all are longing to know? But it's the world of predictions. It's the world of intuition. It's the world of the journey that we follow. And you're going to hear about her journey first out of the gate, what the power of following our path means, and what we can get ready for in 2022. Hey, Susan, it's great to have you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back. I'm thrilled. You have such a great show.
Thank you. I'm like so excited to talk to you. And every year we do shows that talk about this. You were my first pick. I said to Linda, we got to get her first. We just got to start the conversation now. And Linda's like, usually you do this around your birthday. I said, no, it's 2022 is a big year. We feel it as a network. We have so many things we're doing. And we came up with a theme. And I'll tell you about that later. But I want to know about you because I have been, people in my friends' family, they're like, we worry when you walk in the room and your eyes are like all big, like when I don't have my glasses on, and you walk in and you say, I have got a great idea. So we all hold our breath for a minute about that. But I want to ask you because intuition, energy, insight, things that come to us. For you in your life to be Susan Miller, the most amazing Susan Miller, what did you have to overcome? How did you get the insight to become who you are today? I thought I'd start out with an easy question.
Well, first of all, I want to put out there that astrology is based on math, and I'm looking at mathematical cycles all day long.
Oh my gosh.
And it's as if the planets were little people. Actually, I talk to them. It's crazy in my head. And it's like a cocktail party. Eight people are at a cocktail party plus the sun and moon She loves to be with her partner, the sun, the gracious moon, who's giving this cocktail party. And you might see three people talking. You might see two people arguing. You might see two people kissing, like Venus and Mars. And I have to, I have to listen to the conversations and see which ones will affect the different 12 signs, because not all those conversations are going to affect everyone. And not equally either, because it depends on the mathematical degree. So, no, it's so funny, Dr. Pat, I never wanted the world to know I knew astrology. Oh. That was supposed to be a secret. I was born with a terrible birth defect. Doctors didn't know what it was. They accused me of making it up, finding a way to stay home from school. And that was a double whammy, because I was in excruciating pain when I would have an attack. It was always in my left leg. Wow. But I couldn't move an inch in the bed when I'd get an attack. I couldn't move at all. And a mother knows a child usually gets up and gets her dolls or her crayons or something. I couldn't move. I couldn't eat with my family, nothing. And I usually would get an attack on Christmas or the Easter Bunny or my birthday. It seemed to coincide with me being excited and happy. I was bleeding internally. They finally went in. And when they went in, they couldn't get out. I was in the hospital 11 months. And then I had to go to physical therapy for 2.5 years because they had a tourniquet me so tightly to save the leg and save my life that I had a, it was paralyzed from the knee down. I had a drop foot. You know, they put a fork on you. Do you feel this? No. Can you wiggle your toes? No. He said, well, you're 14 years old. We'll be able to get that back. But first, we have to work on your circulatory system. The scar wouldn't heal. They took a lot out. I had to have skin grafts. I mean, it was just endless. Yeah. But when I got home, I begged my mother, who was a real scholar in astrology, teach me. And she said, no. I said, no, you know astrology. Why wouldn't you teach me? She said, you're going to start reading for your friends after a year. You're going to think you know what you're doing, and you won't know what you're doing. And this is not a parlor game. This is serious stuff. And if you don't study 12 years, you won't be any good.
Wow.
So I would need you to pledge 12 years, and you're only 14. You don't even know what 12 years is. And I said, well, little mom, she was tiny. We live in a two-story walk-up, you know, three stories altogether, but, you know, we were on the second floor. I had braces, a big metal brace on my leg up to my hip. I had crutches. I said, I'm not exactly going to sneak out of the house. And where would I go? I don't have any friends. I'm not in high school. This happened when I was in sophomore, and it went all the way through senior year, although the school did let me graduate with the other kids, but I didn't know them. But I did go through the ceremony. And then I went on to New York University and graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Business, and actually most likely to succeed in marketing. I don't know where that came from. They didn't warn me ahead of time that they were going to give me this, you know, so it was at the ceremony of the graduation. But I found my fierce determination, as most people would. When you go through anything, you find your strength. You don't really have a choice.
No.
You have to keep going. I remember saying to my mother, who was such an inspiration to me, always cheerful, always positive, I said, Mama, I'm in the middle of the water in a terrible storm on a raft with high waves. It's dark. And I don't know which way is land. She says, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
You're going to find land. I'm going to help you. Don't worry about that. Mm. You're going to get there. And then she would say, you're going to have pretty dresses and so many new shoes. You won't know which ones to wear today. And you'll be able to travel for the first time. Because I could never go to camp or do things that other kids did, because I didn't know when an attack was coming. And I'd have to go right to bed with a pillow under my knee. And she was always so happy. And what I'm trying to do in Astrology Zone is be just like my mother, to encourage other people. And, you know, she always said that when there's something bad in a chart, there's always something good. And you have to locate that and wedge the door open so that, you know, that is your path out.
Yeah.
Look for the good. And I just loved her so much. I don't have her anymore. She died in 2012. But yeah. I love her. And my father, too. He was good to me. I mean, both. And I have a sister, but she wasn't born with this crazy birth defect. What I have is so rare that there's only one book written on it. My veins would turn to tissue paper and vanish.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I mean, first of all, you and I were shaped by our moms. Mine was both my birth mom and my stepmom. My birth mom taught me how to have an open heart. My stepmom taught me the power of optimism. So just like you just described, she was like, you know what, girls, y'all, you can be able to do whatever you want in life. And she would say this, and she fought for me. As my family, you know, families used to decide what the kids do. And so like my two stepsisters, they were going to go off to what was then known as like the secretary school. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Back in those days, people hear that and they don't understand. That was assumed.
Right. And she fought for me. I remember this like it was yesterday. Like all the relatives were at the table, like mostly my Italian relatives. And then my stepmom.
Oh, I'm Italian too. I'm Italian. Yeah.
And they were deciding. And my mom overheard them and she walked in. She said, no. She was like 30 years younger than my dad. Beautiful blonde woman. She walked in with her red lipstick and her nails. And she said, no, Patricia is not going to do that. She's going to go to school for music. She's the first viola in an orchestra. She is not going to do that. She's going to go to Christopher Columbus High School. Don't even talk about her. And she took her a cigarette and her nails and walked out of the room. But I love you sharing that story. Here's why. She would say, girls, what don't kill you, going to make you stronger. Look at me. And yet here we are, you and I, you're a pioneer. Astrology Zone is like amazing, always has been.
Thank you.
And, you know, here we are. I never thought in a million years that here I'd be 18 years with the Dr. Pat Show going on to, you know, our 13-year anniversary with Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. This was never anywhere. Like, I'm homeless at 17, right? I'm arrested at 19 for something I didn't do. I mean, there's no way you can piece this together unless you understand my astrology pathway.
And being unjustly accused is the worst thing, whether it's an illness or a legal thing that somebody thinks you did. It's always on my mind, too. I love court dramas. I love to watch them on television and in the movies. And I'm so happy that they have such a thing as the Innocence Project.
Oh, my gosh.
It's changing things. It's changing everything.
And, you know, it's a crossroads. You have faced crossroads in your life, right? I mean, clearly you have to make decisions. And I want to talk about that. But because the same thing, I was faced at a very young age. I'm 19. And I had to decide whether this court-appointed whatever dude is telling me to say. And the minute I got up in front of the judge, people say it's my, like, sign. I don't know. But I got there, and I just said, no, I'm going to tell him the truth. I got the jacket with me. I'm going to tell him that how this happened. There's no way in my lifetime. I come from a family that has police. There was no way I would grab a policeman's gun. And so here we
are.
They
were saying that? Oh, my God.
Well, it actually happened. What happened was, it's a long story. I'm going to make it really short because I want people to hear from you. And by the way, while we're talking, we're taking live call-ins for this show.
Oh.
Want to know what's in your astrology zone today? 1-800-930-2819. You want to know what we are going to get on in 2022? Because our theme is 2022. It's all about you. Back in the day, right, I had this suede, you know, like we used to wear with the long, what do you call those? Fringes.
Fringe. Oh, it's back in style now.
It is back in style. I'll tell you what, I had to get rid of this jacket because of this, but I wish I would have kept it. But it was really quite innocent. I got pulled over. I had a car, had a peace sign on it. You get pulled over. Cop goes. And of course, I pretty much lived in my car. I was eating out of the back. I'm typical. I'm 19. All the bags. And he starts going through the car. And I literally objected. Every hippie back then objected. So I grabbed his arm. And as I grabbed his arm, my big fringe caught his gun.
Oh, my God.
I can laugh about it now.
That shows the domino effect.
I didn't ever have a hot flash. But it grabbed, it somehow caught on his gun or his belt. I don't even know. And as he pushed me away, the gun was coming with me. And that was, I'm telling you, somebody's looking out for me. Now, it's got to be in my chart somewhere.
Well, they say the truth will let you free.
I told the
judge the story. Sagittarius is so ethical about that. They'll even say the truth, even if it's not in their interest. You know, Mayor Koch was a Sag, and he would, in New York City. And
crazy.
He would say the most outrageous things. They were always true. And they weren't always in his favor, but he just couldn't hold it in. You know, he said, this is the truth. You know, well, I loved him for that. He was very popular.
He was very popular. I was in New York with him. I'm from New York. And so we always have a very interesting sort of, you know, political governors and whatnot in New York. Right. But here's what I love about what you're doing. People are so hungry, Susan. Let's talk to this for a minute, if we could. You know, first of all, congratulations on not giving up on this dream.
No, it's going to be 26 years on the net next month, December 14th.
December 14th.
Which I found out by accident one night when I was watching the History Channel. I couldn't sleep, so I'm, you know. And they said, tonight we're going to do Nostradamus, whose birthday was December 14th. And I'm like, whoa.
I didn't know that either.
No, you're born close enough. You know,
I'm the 11th. And what's interesting is I've had to learn about this because so many people have said to me, yeah, we know that's your birth date. But there's something else got to be in your chart. There's got to be something else. And I started to explore it. Now, I will tell you, I am not an expert. I don't claim to be. I don't want to be an expert. I want to call you. And I want to say, I need your help right now. I need you to take me through what next year will really be like. And I'm hoping you will work with me on this because I haven't done it yet. But it's interesting. I remember.
What is your rising?
Yes.
What's your rising sign?
Taurus. My moon. I got my moon and a bunch of planets in Capricorn. So it's like all in this quadrant over here, right? All over there is during the break. I'll have to tell you about it. But there's a lot of stuff over here.
No, I can visualize it.
Oh, can you? Okay. I'm not doing a very good job. I apologize if I'm in some.
No, you have
the world of astrology.
I love you. I'm so sorry about this cold.
Well, let me do this. Let's go to a quick break, Benny. Let's go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive deeper. But I got to tell everybody, this is a live call-in show. 1-800-930-2819. We'll let you know what you're going to need to do that. And when we come back, this is like so cool. Just the art itself, right? Linda's like, did you get Susan's calendar? I said, yes. I said,
we're working on 23 right now.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
They take a long time because inside is all your best days. And
oh my God. It's crazy.
Your days.
I'm going to talk about this, but Linda says, so I must be like a trickster too. Because Linda says, did you get two of them? I said, no. I said,
I will send you another.
No, wait, this is like a joke. This is a joke. I said, no, she only sent it to me. Linda said, no. She didn't send one for me. I said, just kidding. I was going to surprise you. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the pioneers of pioneers. What is going on in your chart? What would you like to know about? And is this a time where there are people in our lives that are literally fading away because they need to? Can you embrace the positive aspects of what Susan said? For every downturn, there's an upturn. You know, like my mama used to say, for every setback, girl, there's a setup and a good one. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the most amazing, amazing. We'll be right back.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're taking your calls, but we're going to take a little journey for a moment with Susan. But before we do, Susan, I know the best place to go is to your website, right? Let's make sure people know, one, how to find out about you, everything you're up to. And I cannot thank you enough for staying the course, for really bringing this out.
No, I give a lot on my website for free. I write it all. I also have a free app, and it's a daily horoscope, but it also includes my monthly. And my monthly horoscope is what put me on the map, because there I have room to explain where you're coming from, where you are now, and what's the possibilities of which way you could go, you know, in this month and in the coming months. I try to put it in context. And when I write about you or any sign, I try to become you, not only walk in your shoes, but look at the world through your eyes and experience what you've just come through and where you're going next, and to give you some ideas. Because the thing I love about astrology is that you get to pick what your direction is going to be and what you want to achieve. You know, every year we trade a year of our life for our experiences. So we want those experiences to be really rich and rewarding and wonderful, you know. And so it's, you know, I used to sew a lot when I had the time. I loved to go to a fabric store and get beautiful fabric. And a new year is like that. you're picking out a beautiful fabric. What will you do with it? How will you drape it? How will you cut it? What will you make from it? And it should be essentially you, not what someone else thinks you should make of it. And, I think people work very hard. You know, I'm really noticing how hard people are working. You know, when the phone rings and it's someone from a department store saying, we're having our makeup artist come this week. She's probably had to call 200 people before
she got to me.
And I'm always polite. And maybe I could come by. I have to see my schedule. And, you know, I see it all around me, the people in the grocery store, the people at FedEx, the people in the post office, you know, wherever I go, you know, people are working hard. And I love that. There's a nobility in giving everything you have to your job and being the best you could be. I guess growing up in New York, you know, there are 9 million people here and everyone wants your job.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have to be sure that you've picked a profession where you can use your talents the best possible way, or else you should segue into another profession if you feel you're not fulfilled, not use it, and not growing. You have to keep growing, right? Don't you think, Dr. Pat?
I think that's an essential part. I have to tell you, and we have callers waiting to speak with you. I want to make sure they get in here. We have Spencer. We'll get right to you and Charlene. What do you want Benny to collect from them? Birthdays, times?
I want their first name, like Jane or whatever. Okay. And then because we can't do charts and we have to go quickly.
Yeah.
I just want the month and day. And a concise question, not what's coming up for me. No,
good. Yeah, good.
Something Spencer. Specific that's on your mind.
All right, Spencer, Charlene, get ready. We'll get right to you in a minute. And Benny, we're going to skip the next break. We're going to get rolling here. I love how available you've made this. Now, let me just talk about what I mean. I want to talk about what I mean. So let me just hold this up. And I want to go through this today, and especially with the people calling in. I always love everything you do, but when I open this up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love the art. And is that a leopard skirt?
He's my favorite artist. It's Isaac, I-Z-A-K. Yeah. And all your listeners can go over to Instagram. His last name is Zenou, Z-E-N-O-U. But if you just put in I-Z-A-K, Isaac, he's French, of course. And, I love working with him. I'll say, oh, I have an idea, Isaac. And he's, of course, Suzanne, you must tell me. You know, he's just a joy. He lived in New York all these years. He's just moved to the border of Connecticut and Massachusetts in this beautiful scenic place. He says he's very inspired by it. So very soon I'll get pen and ink from him. And, you know, we're being very inclusive. We have white girls, black girls. All nationalities, Latina and, Asian, you know, because beauty comes in every form, you know, so.
I love you, Susan. I love you. I want to go. We're going to talk about the calendar, but I want to go to the phones. And
yes, let's go to the phones.
Let's get some folks going on here. We could always talk about my chart on a personal call. We can always do that later.
We'll have lunch or something. I go to LA.
I had Zoom lunches with people. Seattle. But I've actually had Zoom lunches now. I mean, it's the greatest thing to do. I'll talk to you about
it. I've had a Zoom dinner. So yeah, we could do that.
I might be doing a Zoom Thanksgiving dinner. I might do that. Let's go to the phones, Mr. Benny. We got Spencer.
Okay, Spencer.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Spencer. What's your birthday? We need the month and the day.
Sure, February 5. My question February is 5. About meeting a significant other.
That
was concise,
look at both.
Right?
I'm like, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, I just got like an oh about that. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Susan Spencer.
Spencer, did you meet someone last year who's kind of interesting? You were in this whole year, I should say last year because it's really this year. You've had Jupiter in your sign, which is considered very magnetic and very, that's the charismatic. Did you meet someone who intrigued you, but you're still not sure, you haven't gone out enough? Is there anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I didn't meet anyone.
Are you in the computer business or high tech?
I am not.
You're not. What do you do?
I'm a counselor type.
Oh, you're doing humanitarian work then. Yeah. With Aquarius, it's either high tech or humanitarian.
Right.
Well, then I think you should do some volunteer work for a cause that really is close to your heart, because you'll be working side by side, you know, on a weekend, or maybe it's just a run for the cure or something like that, on any scale that you can. That's where you're going to meet like-minded people. And, you know, if you find a partner who's as enthusiastic about helping that charity as you are, or doing something for the environment or something, within every Aquarian, there is the need to make the world a better place. And I love that about them. I love it. And you have so much to give, but Aquarians tend to be quiet. Yeah. Yeah. See artwork.
I think we should read him like the day before his birthday from the calendar too, but they tend to be quiet.
They tend to be a little mysterious, you know.
Yeah.
They have a lot of friends, but very few get into the inner circle. Mm.
Is that you, Spencer?
I think I show up as rather loud, but I'm really very quiet inside.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're like me. I am like so high on the introvert scale, like in the Myers-Briggs. And yet, like every day I come out here and do this. But to be honest with you, when I'm done with this, you have to really find me. You have to find where
well,
I go.
Well, you know, Spencer, February is going to be one of the best months of the year, February and March.
Yes, looking at it.
I love both months. So you have to push yourself out the door, push away from the computer, push away from all the phone calls that comes in and the emails particularly, and get out there, because February is magic for you. Yeah. And it already starts at the end of January when Mars goes into Aquarius. You're going to, well, actually that happens in March, I think March 6th. But you, the whole spring is just glorious for Aquarius. So I want you to take advantage.
Yeah. I was looking at some of this on your calendar, Susan. And for those of you out there, how do people get the calendar? Can we tell people how they do that?
They just click on it on my homepage and it brings you to the cart. And I did something else this year, though.
What'd you do?
In Style magazine asked me to write the year ahead and then put it in their beauty box. They have all these new products that are just coming on the market now, and they're divided by fire, air, earth, and water. So you pick which element you are. But the book that I wrote, 58 pages, 7 inches by 7 inches, a tiny type, lots of information, that's for all 12 signs.
That's beautiful.
So people are really enjoying the bonus, the beauty box of my year ahead manuscript. And started shipping. They're $35. They make a really nice present. I bought one for each of my children, and then I bought some for my friends and my assistant. And I've been, oh, there's somebody else I should send it to. And then I go back online.
Well, now you know what to do with this. But, you know, Spencer, let me say this. I know you got to pop off here in a second. When you came on and you asked that question, I will give you what my intuitive hit is as well. Ooh. I just went, oh, like that's an oh, yeah. And if I were to give you a little bit of tidbits, so one of the things that Susan is saying is really cool about this. And if you look at the calendar, you're going to see things like, I was just looking at this and let me just read this. A wonderful day, the 8th, a wonderful day when your intuition and spirit of practicality will blend as one. Energy is high and incoming news could bring an exciting, unexpected breakthrough. So
I mean, and that's right close enough to his birthday where the energy is building.
Right. So here's my suggestion to you, Spencer, as you move towards this birthday, and I don't mean like the week before, I mean like now, like starting now, because we're going to talk about the energy now. We're going to talk about that Jupiter. But as you're moving day to day, open up your heart of expectancy. Okay, Spencer, got it? I love that. Benny,
you know, sometimes we unwittingly push people away.
Oh, I
I'll give you a tiny example.
Okay.
I belong to the three major astrological clubs, but because I learned astrology through my mother, the other people didn't want to become friends with me. So I would, you know, they were all in class together, and I'm this outsider that learned from her mother, who actually studied with the Rosicrucians, so which is a level beyond, you know. And I felt bad that I was this little black sheep that nobody wanted to have lunch with at these conventions. And then I thought, wait a minute, maybe it's my fault. Maybe they're assuming I don't want to have lunch with them. So I brought 12 calendars, 12 envelopes. I gave the concierge a tip and I said, could you deliver these to these people in these rooms? Because we're all staying in the same hotel. It changed everything.
Wow.
So sometimes you have to make the first step. And I know your female listeners are saying, oh, it's so hard. But even my sister, she went to a party. It was in a restaurant and everybody was so young. These days we'd call them millennials. So she goes to the bar and sits down and there's this attractive man sitting there having a drink. And she said, you have to talk to me. He said, why do I have to talk to you? She said, look, all those girls, they're too young for you. I, on the other hand, I'm not too young for you, and I can have an intelligent conversation with you. He said, oh, okay, would you like a drink? And they're married like 27 years, you know. So sometimes you have to make the first step.
And even though
it's a little hard, you can have a little humor with it, you know, so it's okay.
I love it. And I love having humor with things because,
yes,
you know, that's what I get from here in a lot of ways. Let's go hit the phones again. Benny, who's up next?
Charlene from Canada.
Charlene, come on down.
Hello.
Hey, what's your birth month and day? And what is your very specific question, if you have one?
Okay. My month is the 4th month and the 15th day.
April.
And my specific question is, what will 2022 bring for family?
Mm-hmm. And what's the exact day of your birthday, sweetie pie?
April 15th, 1961.
Say the day again.
April 15th, 1961.
15. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
My daughter's born April 19th.
Oh.
And she's pregnant. So for her, family is like glowing. You know, you've had some very good career years. Would you agree, Charlene? The boss loves you. You're moving along nicely. You feel secure in your job. Is that true?
That is true.
And now it's time, you're thinking, to spend more time on your home, your family, your relationships, because you haven't had as much time for family. Hmm. The career has kind of, you know, kind of just vacuum cleaned you into the office, and you were, there was so much work to do, and you were doing so well that you didn't have time for other people in your life. This year, it's a time to make friends, new friends, and also to be with the people we love and to show them how much we love them. You, are you thinking of a move, or you don't want to move?
I actually have custody of one of my grandchildren right now, and I'm thinking about, I'm pulling away from work and devoting myself to my family.
Yeah, this is perfect timing for it. August would be a great time, end of July, August, to take a vacation with your little grandchild, you know, and maybe his mother or some other people. I love family vacations. I remember once we took my mother to Disney World and we had so much fun. And we took my children too. But, you know, to include the whole family is so nice. Maybe to go to a resort or a beach or the mountains, a beautiful cabin by a lake, you know.
Wow.
That sounds nice.
But no, you will be centered much more so on home and family in coming months. But there are new friends too and new interests coming into your life. So your life is becoming rounder. Much more balanced.
Beautiful.
You're going to like it, my Aries friend. I love Aries. They have such spunk.
Yeah. And you said beautiful. The 15th, April 15th, right, Charlene?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read from the beautiful. Okay. Like I got to hold this. I got to hold my leopard chick up right there. See that skirt? Okay. So here, let me just read this, if you don't mind, about Saturday. I'm going to do the 16th. Okie doke. It says Venus in charge here. It is friendly contact with Mercury and Uranus. Good news likely to surface suddenly. Pluto in tight square to Sun and full moon indicating pressure on you to conform. Mars and Saturn supportive of Sun and full moon. So you can resist. Pluto, good vibes.
Don't let anybody tell you what to do.
That's bottom line with this. Pluto sends good vibes to Jupiter, stimulating business. Thank you, Pluto. Please get along with Jupiter. All right, Charlene, you're good to go.
Charlene, you have a really nice outlook. I just have one question. How old is your grandchild?
He's 15.
Okay, a teenager. You can have interesting conversations that have a real effect on him.
Yes, for sure.
He's very close to me. I've had a very positive effect on him, and I want only the best for him.
Oh, well, we could tell. Yes.
We know
everybody
that.
Everybody could tell that. Yeah. Yes, for sure. Wow.
Thank you, Charlene. Thank you so much.
It's a nice role for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Get the calendar because you could do it yourself. But also if you go to astrologyzone.com, you can also, everybody, this is what I do. I get the subscription, but then you can download the app and you'll be plugged into.
Oh yeah. And the
everything
app is free.
And more.
There's no reason. No. I do have a premium version of the app, which is $4.99 a month, but at least get the free one.
Yeah.
You know, Dr.
And the calendar is a great gift. Because I was thinking, what the heck am I going to get people? And I was just listening to you and I'm like, oh, this is it. These are things that people don't always think to get to themselves. Now, look, I want to hop over to Leslie, Benny. Let's see if we get Leslie in the short time we have left with the most amazing Susan Miller. Okay.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, how can we help you? What is like the month and the day? Your born?
Of your birth. July 22nd. July 22nd.
Okay, 7/22. Oh.
My best friend's birthday.
Yeah. Now, what's your question?
It's Cancer.
I'm at a crossroads in my life, and I want to know which way I should go.
Well, is the crossroads having to do with a personal relationship or with your career or with where you live?
All of the above.
Wow, that's like the trifecta of questions then.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Leslie, you're about to get enormous reward for your work. I wouldn't particularly want you to change fields. Are you just looking to get a new job, a better, more responsibility and get paid more? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
No. You want to change your career?
No, I think I want to, enhance it more. Like, I don't think where I am now is where I'm meant to be. I think I need to move to make it grow, I guess.
Yeah, get repotted, so to speak. And do you want to move your house to a different location to get more job opportunities? Where are you living now? Where are you?
Alberta, Canada.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice.
Wow, expansion.
Would you come to the United States or would you stay in Canada, like go to Toronto or Montreal or Vancouver?
Yeah.
Which are you thinking?
Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver. I love Vancouver. It's one of my favorite spots on earth.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. And Dr. Pat, you're really close to Vancouver.
Yeah, it is beautiful. You know, Leslie, what I'm hearing you say too is you're ready for expansion. And what I'm hearing you saying is expansion, personal growth, more creativity to be challenged a bit more. I noticed you said July 22nd. Bored.
He knows every crack in the sidewalk. Yeah. It's time to get something more challenging.
Yeah. So you're really looking to make that decision. And so I love what Susan's saying. It sounds like, here's what I know when you call into a show, right? I usually know that there are like 10,000 people listening that feel the same way, but you want to set a very specific intention to make that happen, right? This is not just like a pie in the sky thing. You're like feeling it, right, Leslie, or no?
Yes.
Well, it's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
He's aching to do it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The reason I asked if you were coming to the United States, you're going to have Jupiter in the house of foreign people, foreign places. Now, Americans never think of our Canadian friends as foreigners. We think of them as our friends, you know? I even went to Canada once without my passport. That was a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
But they let me in because my book had my picture on the cover. This is crazy. And I insisted the customs person take the book, right? But you have luck with import, export, people in countries, nations other than your own. Wow. Any country that requires a passport for entry is so lucky for you. The luckiest in 12 years. Now, once I was working for Elle magazine, and I had something similar to you. And I said, I'm not working with any foreign magazine until I realized at the time, Elle was owned by Hachette in Paris and their headquarters was in Paris. So you can stay in Canada, but a foreign company, a company that has their headquarters somewhere else, lucky for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Also the college market is too. I don't know a lot about your work, but this is what's showing up, ninth house activities from January until mid-May, and then again, November and December of 2022. And by the way, 2022 is so much different than 2020 and 21. 21 was really its twin of 2020. I didn't even write about it last year. I didn't even go on interviews. I knew that we were going to go through 2 years of a tunnel, you know, but this is a different year. One of joy and celebration and an outpouring of the arts when Jupiter meets with Neptune on April 12th.
Wow.
Oh, right near Charlene's birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Leslie. Yeah. Thank you so very much. Right. And please
we'll
let
be
us know
about you and Forbes.
Yeah.
For
and
sure.
Please keep us informed on like which direction you go or even what shows up. Just my suggestion for you, eyes wide open. Eyes wide open, eyes wide open, almost like you're an eagle scanning, right? You're scanning. Oh, that excites me. Oh, that excites me. And try not to get into, oh, that excites me, but I'll never get it. Try not to do that. Okay, Leslie? Love it.
Yeah, no, you're lucky this year and you haven't had cosmic help like I'm seeing now. Wow. Jupiter in Pisces is powerful for Cancer.
Wow.
And you're going to feel it right away at the end of December, beginning of January.
Wow.
You're going to feel it instantly because you're an early Cancer born on the 22nd.
I love it. Look, Susan, I can't believe the hour's over almost.
Oh, no.
All right. Look, I hope you'll come back because I do want to talk about what you said, because a lot of people are feeling 2022 is really different. I know I'm feeling it. Our network's feeling it.
It's better. It's better. You remember when the Spanish flu was over? We had the flapper era. And
yes.
The clothes changed. Women didn't wear those short dresses of the flapper era before that. Think of 1908, 1910. I mean, they were still kind of dowdy. And then the flapper era came, and the music, the jazz, and the literature, F. Scott Fitzgerald and his contemporaries, and the art, and the, even the food chain changed.
The energy changed.
Art deco and architecture. We are going into an explosion of art, and it will give a template to the time we're in. We don't have one yet. I know wearing sneakers and long dresses isn't quite, it's not. It's going to change, and it's going to be exciting and poetic, because Jupiter and Neptune are in Pisces. That's a poetic, visual, beautiful influence. We're going to have fun too. We're going to be together, and we're going to be joyous. And we still have to be careful. I think we got another year of this nutty virus, but we have to get our vaccinations. I've had my booster. I can't be sick. I have to stay well.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I'm feeling the same way. I'm really feeling like, so let me just say it this way, and maybe this is not true for everybody, but it's almost as if all the things we've been doing in line with our purpose, our passion, and ultimately where we want to be, it's almost as if this is the year. I mean, even so much for us that we thought we were going to launch something in 2021, and the universe said, you're not. And in a good way, not in a bad way, but it said, you know what? You need to do some more testing. It's going to be 2022. And when you hear that news initially, right? What did you say when we started, Susan? When you hear that news, you go, oh, no, but it's not really a no-no. It's the setback getting you ready for the setup.
It right? gives you more time to think it through.
No kidding. And believe me, we have used every second of it for additional testing, especially when you deal with technology and you're us. I hope you'll come back. I hope you'll come back.
The minute you ask me, I would be thrilled to come back.
I'm going to get you coming. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get you coming around my birthday. I always love to talk astrology.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I have taken courses, and I have to admit, I still don't know even an inkling of what you know.
You know what it is?
I love learning.
It takes a long time because the synapse in your brain have to assimilate a lot of juggling balls at once. You can't just look at one aspect. You have to look at all of them. Sometimes one aspect, like you have Jupiter conjunct Mercury, that's fabulous for signing contracts. But if you have Neptune opposition the Sun, or opposition Mercury, or conjunct Mercury, that's awful for signing contracts. There's missing information. So I can't recommend it for that day. I have to look at the whole picture.
Beautiful.
And that takes time to learn.
I love it. Susan, thank you so much.